Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our program, one of the great stars of the Los Angeles Rams, one of the great quarterbacks of all time, Mr. Vince Ferragamo. Ladies and gentlemen, the crowd is going nuts in the background. Hall of Fame, four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, Jackie Slater. Jackie, you played with the Rams your entire career, correct?
Absolutely.
You, Vince, travel a little bit. You went to Green Bay?
I went to Canada one year as well.
Canada, Green Bay, Buffalo.
Green Bay, Buffalo.
He went looking for the money.
Hey, we didn't have free agency back in those days. So I was one of the first ones to start it for the entire league.
Leaving cost me a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's a story for today's show.
It wasn't only me. Everybody
left.
It was you,
my friend.
Well, right, after the year, we had all those
big controversy when Vince joined the team. There was Pat Hayden, Vince Ferragamo. The media was going nuts. The fans were going crazy. We want Vince. Pat Hayden was there. Vince was taller. Vince, you finally went out, and then the Rams did go to the Super Bowl. Let me tell you, that was very good.
That's a great year.
And Jackie, you were always right there, consistent every single day. Hall of Famer. That's the man right there, I'll tell you. Now, our show here, we want to mention, go to our website, onpoint.net, onpointlive.net. That's if you want to check us out on the website. The YouTube channel, you can subscribe to our YouTube, and it's up there every time, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Search it. I did it. I got my account on YouTube. You go there, you hit On Point, and there they are. They're talking away for you. Instagram, on.point.live for you. Our sponsors, the incredible people at HarmonyCheese.com. You can order cheese today and have it at your door tonight. And they're sending us some new cheese, Jackie.
Absolutely.
And Vince, it's going to be good stuff.
And make sure you don't get all the Abergele.
Yeah, because that is Jackie's
personal
favorite.
Save me the Parmesan,
favorite.
Would you?
And Vince,
save
you
me that Parmesan cheese.
And don't you try to get all of the Gouda.
And email us at onpoint@crntalk.com. Our producer, Corey Marino. Corey, are we giving away still some Harmony cheese if they want to enter? So here's the deal. Email us at that website, at that email address, onpoint@crntalk.com. Give us your name, your address. We'll enter you in the contest to win some Harmony cheese, a Harmony cheese pack. And check out Harmony cheese. See what you're going to get at Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, harmonycheese.com. All right, we got a lot to talk about on the show today. NCAA, right? NBA going, guys, going crazy. Maybe some football news, maybe even some baseball, and possibly some hockey information you guys may share. So that's our show for you here today. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember to stay on point. Oh, no, we got more to come up here for you. Harmony Cheese bringing you these great guys. So stay with us here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, On Point Live. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, we'll be right back. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Welcome back to On Point Live. Michael Horn along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Gentlemen, I'm telling you, what NCAA playoffs are over with basketball style, and what a couple of games there, both for the women and the men. Start with you, Vince. What are your thoughts here? That was quite a game. Let's go with the men's first, because I can't believe the things that happened in that game.
Well, it was a great tournament. It was a great weekend of college basketball. Obviously, you know, congratulations to the UConn women's team with Gino Auriemma winning another championship, 12th championship in 30 years is unbelievable, winning as coach in NCAA history. But, you know, congratulations all to the Florida Gators. And, you know, a lot of the credit has to go to their wonderful staff, the way they play together. And when you win championships like that, you have to play together as a team. You make everyone else better. And you win in crucial moments. And this guy, Walter Clayton Jr., was unbelievable. At one point, he was hitting 90% of his shots. When I saw him, and I watched the whole game, but when I was watching, he never missed a shot. And, you know, when you do that, it's hard to beat a team like that when you have a player like that that's that good. But, you know, credit goes to Houston, too. They played right to the end. They beat the team that I thought was going to win it all in Duke, and Cooper Flagg and that team. That team was leading 13 points with 8 minutes to go, or 14 points with 8 minutes to go in the game, Jackie.
Yeah.
And they could not just keep that winning percentage going.
Houston led or tied for 38 minutes, 56 seconds, if you want to know the numbers. And Florida led the game for 1 minute, 4 seconds. Jackie, what the heck went on there? Florida's the only led for a minute and 4 seconds. It came at the end of the game. That's the good news,
well,
correct?
We're talking about the hotshot shooter that averaged 30 points the previous two games. Mm-hmm. And he comes and he plays against Houston, and he had 1 point, Vince, throughout the whole first half of the game.
So what did the coach do?
The coach was fantastic. He took him out of the ballgame, out of the lineup, put him on the bench, let him watch, let him settle down. Then he put him back in the game, and he made some very critical shots, some key baskets, and kind of got back to himself. I was really, really impressed with the Houston team, however. I thought they played defense. They were sticky all game long. Early in the ballgame, they missed a lot of shots. They didn't do well shooting the basketball from anywhere outside the perimeter. They didn't work the ball in the paint and get points.
But they were competitive.
They were very competitive.
They were only down by 1 point.
Both these teams were defensive. Both these teams were defensive-oriented teams. Yeah. That's what got them there. Houston was number one overall. But the thing was, they just didn't have the shot makers.
Yeah.
And that was the difference. They didn't have the offensive shot makers. You know, I want to jump back just a little bit and think about, you know, I went – when Juju Watkins went down, I said, okay, well, SC's done. And basically that was the case. And I'm thinking, okay, well, here goes UCLA. And they've got Lauren Betts. She's 6 foot seven. And you think, okay, this young lady's going to dominate the tournament. Yeah. But what happened, man? Ariema, he had a 6'2 freshman, Sarah Strong. He matched. Yes. I mean, she just banged her around, beat her up. Just the way, I mean, this is the way I imagine
physical.
With Wes Unseld and, you know, some of the old time, big time.
Yeah, Bill Russell,
some of those old bangers,
Shaq.
You know, from the old days, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she was very physical. I was very impressed with that young lady, the way she handled a girl who was much, much taller than her.
Yeah.
It was an outstanding playoff series, both men and women. And I think there's a lot to be said about women professional basketball and the skill set that these young ladies are bringing to professional basketball. Now.
You talk about old bangers. We got a couple of them right here with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. You guys have watched a lot. So when you analyze, you've got some time behind you. Vince, your thoughts on the
Yeah, I know. My daughter played basketball, and she went to Vanderbilt. And, you know, it just got me to be very enthused about women's basketball. And it grew and grew and grew. And now what it's at, it's at a premium now. But Jackie mentioned good points about coaching. You know, Sampson, who was coaching Houston, the Cougars, they played so well down the stretch. And, you know, the calmness of this coach and the confidence he gave his team. And his team wanted to win not only for themselves. They could care less. They wanted to win for the coach.
He did.
And that coach, any coach that you look at, and we look at some of the best, Gino Auriemma, you look at John Wooden, you know, Woody Hayes, just go back through the history of great coaches. What they've meant to players that leave the game and go on become productive citizens and be very productive in life.
Have a lot of success.
They have success, and they give so much credit to the guys that molded them, and learned from them. And, you know, great coaches, Mike, first are great teachers.
Yeah, well,
and I think that's what we've seen in this.
We were talking before the show that what makes a great coach, is it your record, your wins, your championships, or do you have to bring in the players that you brought in? You look at a Rod Dato and all the players that went up to the major leagues from his baseball coaching. I mean, it's a mix of all that in college.
Right.
You got to be
Absolutely.
Thinking about your teaching and your developing as well as trying to win championships.
Right. And a lot of people want to hang the greatest of all time on some of these coaches based on the fact that they've won so many national championships, so many conference championships, and they've been in the playoffs so many times. Yeah, that is important. But there are other elements, in my opinion. I look at some of my coaches that I had, and the guys didn't win a lot of championships here and there, but they did a great job of teaching life lessons to the young men that they were coaching and the young women they were coaching. And these guys went on, many of them, to the next level and had successful college careers out of high school and had successful pro careers out of college. So I think when you start talking about the greatest of all times when it comes to coaching in any sport, you have to consider the long-term effects that their coaching has had on their players.
And all these coaches have a policy in place, and there's no way of getting around it. You have to comply with their standards are, and abide by the rules. And you look at a culture they build. Okay, John Wooden did it at UCLA for 12 seasons. He won 10 NCAA championships. If he would coach 30 years like Gino Auriemma, he would have 25 championships.
Yeah.
Anyway, they develop it. They're great teachers.
That's before we started even talking about guys like Eddie Robinson at Grambling. You know, you got Bob Hill at Grambling. A lot of great coaches.
And some of the coaches today, Jackie, have taken the lead. The great coaches will take the lead from some of these great coaches of the past. You look at Glenn at New York Jets right now. What he's building a culture. He said, okay, Aaron Rodgers, you can go somewhere else. He's building, he wants the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, the quickest guys. And that's his culture. That's what he's building. And you know what? They haven't been in the playoffs in, 15, 20 years? I think that's a team that you have to establish that first and then get the players to compliment you.
First of all,
Bob Hill was at Jackson State, and they cleared that up. He coached Walter Payton and Robert Bazile, just going back. But, I mean, when you start talking about, you know, developing an NFL roster or perhaps any other roster. In football in particular, there are certain positions that you have to have the biggest, the strongest, and the fastest. But then there are certain positions where you have to have guys who have proven that they can think on their feet, that they can make quick decisions just like the coach expects them to, just like the coach would. And that's what I have seen in my experiences in pro sport is that there were guys that I played with that did not fit the physical bill. They weren't quick enough, I didn't think. They weren't fast enough, I didn't think. And they weren't strong enough, I didn't think. But the coach loved these guys and put them in positions where they can make decisions, great decisions all the time. And that involved communicating to their teammates as
and
well.
And we see that a lot with quarterbacks, Jackie, too. And they're talking about, Sanders is a quarterback, coming out. He's a great decision maker.
There in Colorado.
Yeah.
Deion's son.
Yeah, Shadur. And he, there's more qualities than just arm strength or just how far you can throw the football. It's the mental makeup. It's how you relate to others, how you get others to play better, make them better. And are you a good leader? Are you someone that's going to follow? Like you've seen some of these great teams, the way they clap and their expression, it's contagious to their teammates. And they love it. They love to share in that kind of,
Even more warm. So at the college level, right? I mean, they really
yeah,
there's
at
a
every
love
level,
there.
At every yeah, level, at every level, Michael. I think it really works. And that's why you see Patrick Mahomes do so well. You see Joe Burrow. You see, Josh Allen. All these guys are great catalysts for their team.
And another team you may not know about, and maybe none of you have heard about it, and when we come back, I'll tell a little story that maybe these guys forgot about, too. Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater on Point Live, brought to you by HarmonyCheese.com. Did you guys watch the game with some Harmony Cheese sitting right there?
Yeah.
And by the way, Vince has a winery, am
Crackers.
I right?
Oh, yeah.
A little Clarissa
little,
J.
That do a little red wine. Yeah, we're right now.
Super Tuscan blend with Sangiovese. What did you have, Jackie? Were you?
Abergelli.
Abergelli, yes. One of your all-time faves?
Ritz crackers and Abergelli. That's all I need.
Email us. Win yourself some Harmony Cheese. Send your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com. Again, that is our email address, onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be right back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. And I promised you a story here. We were talking about great coaches and what makes a great coach. And these guys are too humble and, you know, they're just the people that give of themselves all the time. I'm talking about Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. And apparently in our coaching highlighter that we came out, we emailed a bunch of you fans and listeners of the show as to who your favorite players are. And oddly enough, at the bottom of that list, it was the bottom, but there were some votes for Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. And the story is, I think in junior high, high school, eighth grade, something of that nature, these two gentlemen gave of their time at no salary, may I say, they took no salary, to actually coach some kids in school. And it was quite the thing when some of the other dads who were coaches for their team came up to go against the Big Ten and said, well, who's coaching this squad? And there, of course, was the famed Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Pretty awe-inspiring for your competition, gentlemen. How'd you go? What was your record that year when you were coaching?
We won the championship.
They're shy. You see how shy they are? They won the championship.
But, you know, that's the only bottom line, right?
Kids,
but our
man.
Kids enjoy. You know, the kids had fun.
We had fun.
You know, and I think the thing about, you know, youth sports is that you have to be impressionistic to young kids, and they have to enjoy the sport they're playing. And if you're a coach that can duplicate that or at least bring that to their attention and that they will enjoy playing that sport, then that's all that matters. And, you know, so many kids get fragmented or they get disillusioned because maybe they're not doing so well. But you have to make them enjoy the game and make them enjoy that sport, and you have to teach them how to become more successful.
And then you also, one of the biggest things that I think happened with me and I saw happen with my son, and I believe that I tried to instill with any young player that I was working with, was I wanted them to understand how coaches communicate. You know, I've seen people take their kids and run away from coaches that screamed and yelled and hollered and all of that. And that happens. That is a big part of sports. Basketball, football, track and field, whatever you're doing, coaches are going to yell. They have to speak with a lot of volume in their voices so that people can hear them.
And you're so soft-spoken. I know it took a while for you to just charge it up.
No, it didn't take me very long. But I had to introduce this to young people so that they, as they grew older and as the games became more serious and people's jobs began to be on the line, that they would view this as a part of the game, that they would understand that this is not impersonal. He is not taking it out on me. I am not the only one that's messing up here. He is trying to make a point. And that is a big, big factor for young people playing sports because, let's face it, the older they get, the more likely it is that their coaches are going to be paid to hold on to their jobs by winning games. And sometimes
you guys are champions.
And when coaches confront each other, Mike, too.
You know, yeah, when
the,
you
the
talk
players
to,
are listening.
You talk to
and
those
so,
dads.
Oh, yeah, no. He and I had our run-ins. But, you know,
we
were playing a team. They'd score on their first play. He was coaching defense. And then the next time they got the ball, they score on the first play again.
Yeah.
And I turned to him and I said, hey, Jack, can you slow these guys down a little bit? And we kind of interacted, but the kids got a kick out of it. And guess what? We come back and we won the game.
There's so, that I mean, classic picture in the Hall of Fame for the junior coaches. And the one with Jackie there, we with that Cecil B. DeMille horn ears. Places, everybody. I was very good. But you guys did actually coach the kids. And that's a pretty good thing that you
it was fun.
Thought about.
And we learned from, you know.
We had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of, you know, great coaches to learn from. You know, I played in high school football for my brother. He never used the foul language. I played for Tom Osborne at the University of Nebraska, never used the foul language. You can get your point across. You can yell and scream, but you don't use foul language. And I tell you what, the kids are more receptive.
How about on the Rams? You played for a bunch of coaches. You
know? Well, that was a little different.
Any of those with foul language?
Yes, quite a few, actually. Yeah. Well,
that's at the professional level.
Like
if you get that far, you can go out
prerequisite to most of the coaches that
we Frank Corral kick when it started to veer off to the side, I think I heard something coming out of there. What in the world? All right, so let's talk NBA because there might be some help on coaches. What's the deal, by the way? They're firing coaches before the playoffs are over with here. What is going on here? We had Denver, was it, Corey?
Mike Malone.
Yeah, Malone. That was
got
kind
fired.
That's kind of surprising.
Right in
actually.
The middle
and
of the playoffs.
I like the Nuggets.
Just a couple of years ago, this guy won a championship.
Yeah.
He's coaching the best, arguably the best, and I resent this comment, the best player on the planet. You know how
you hate that, don't you?
I don't like that because how do you classify? There's how do you quantify that? It's too many great players. But in the basketball community, they seem to enjoy saying that he's the best player in the world. Well, arguably, Jokic is the best player in the world right now with Denver. And suddenly his coach is being fired. They won a championship a couple of years ago, and I don't understand it. Vince was trying to tell me some things that possibly were going on with relative to the leadership of the team and maybe Jokic not liking him or something. It's hard for me to deal with all this stuff when I think about how purists as professionals are centralized and focused on their jobs and what they need to do to help the team win. You don't, you know, the coaching stuff, you can't handle that. You do what they ask you to do, get the game plan, and then try to go and execute it.
It's a different time right now. It seems like in the old days, the coach had to make the team win, and the owner would come down and say, see you later. Now it's the players. If they don't like you as the coach, you're gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mutual respect for each other. I mean, you have to believe in your players. Players have to believe in the coach, and they have to buy into your system. And I thought Mike Malone was doing a great job. I mean, as Jackie said, the Denver Nuggets have been at the top of their game for the last 3 or 4 years. And a lot of it has to do with the way that he's brought the team along. But now there's been some kind of disagreements. You see there's a little frustration building. And I don't know where it's coming from.
I
don't think they've had all their players
healthy,
in the lineup.
Healthy all the time?
They haven't had everybody in the lineup. And so, you know, they're struggling a little bit and down the stretch. And so, but this is not the time to fire a coach. I mean, this coach means too much to the team. I don't care. You can straighten your disagreements out, into the playoffs.
You would think.
I mean, there's 1 week left of the season.
Someone said in our production meeting earlier that they thought that there was a problem between arguably the best player in the world, their center there, two or three-time MVP, and the head coach. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're gonna pay somebody, you're gonna pay that player a whole lot more money than that coach is gonna be making. And if that is in fact the case, then you can understand if someone's got to go, it certainly isn't going to be, the best player in the world.
Coaching styles have changed because the coach now has to almost get the players under their own wing, kind of as a family. You look at a Dave Roberts on the Dodgers. He's very sincere about knowing each player, what their strengths, weaknesses are, their families. He knows all that, and he connects it with them that way. In the old days, it was just the guy saying, hey, get out there, and what's wrong with you? Why can't you pick up that ground ball, and you're going to take extra batting practice, and I want to see a field every one. Those days seem to be gone now.
His personality has a lot to do with it, Mike, because, I mean, when he talks to players, I mean, players understand where he's coming from. Tommy Lasorda was the same way. I mean, he can relate to players.
But he was a little more gruff.
He can motivate you by maybe a funny gesture, by a comment he might make. I mean, Dave Roberts is just a great guy to talk to.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
soothing. He's refreshing.
He'll really make you
forget your past and look forward to the future.
Yeah,
I'm going to go out and do better next time. And that's what it takes to be a good,
coach.
But there's always disagreements.
I can see there's always disagreements. But one of the things that I can see, Vance, over the couple of decades that I played pro football, as the salaries start going up and the guys start getting paid, and in particular, as the guarantees to their contracts begin to be more prevalent, those guys begin to be a little bit more confident. Mm-hmm. They begin to be a little bit less respectful of authority, especially authority that was making less money than them. And so that might be the case that we're looking at here. Who knows what's going on in Denver? But I guarantee you one thing, some of the best players that they have on the Denver Nuggets, they are going no place because the fans identify with them and their performance, which is high-level performances and consistent. The fans that want to see that from their players, they're not going to side with a coach as opposed to one of
those. No matter
players.
What sports, you got to make it a family. You got to make it a unit. You got to be all playing together. In the NBA right now, I kind of like the Lakers, Oklahoma's good, Minnesota.
Clippers are good.
Celtics in the East, maybe the
Cavaliers.
Knicks. What do you think?
I mean, Cleveland?
Wow. We're NBA? Start talking, my top, what's your top five?
Well, I mean, my top five right now, I'm going to go, I like the Lakers, Oklahoma. Oklahoma with SGA.
All right.
And I like Minnesota. I mean,
in the West. How about the East?
In the West.
Okay,
in the East, it's hard not to like the Celtics. Okay. The Knickerbockers in Cleveland.
Okay, I like the Cavs. I like Boston. Maybe Boston will win it all.
Yep.
But in the West, I like the Thunder. The Warriors are coming on, and they got Jimmy playoff Butler.
Like
don't forget now the Warriors.
They do.
And I like the Clippers.
Yeah, I see. What about the
Lakers? I like the Clippers. The Clippers are playing lights out now.
All right. Yeah, I mean, they had to.
They are on a winning streak. They got Kawhi Leonard. They got
To me, that is the big question. Injury to Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard has had his share of injuries. I don't know what all they are, but I do know this. Injuries will take their toll on even the best of us. And if he is unable to go because of some injury, a reoccurring problem, he had several issues, then the Clippers are dead.
They won't lose at the Intuit Dome. Mark my words. All right?
You don't think so?
No, they will not.
Well, I like Lakers, Oklahoma, Minnesota in the West. I like Cleveland, the Celtics, and the Knicks maybe in the East. I think the Clippers could be good. You should ask our producer, Corey Marino. He had the 24th or 25th best bracket, was it, Corey?
He did.
That you had?
Oh, he's the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're off mic there. But punch that down. There you go.
He had them both, he said.
Yeah. Who was it? Yeah, he had all the greats there in the deal, but unfortunately he picked Houston for the final game to win. Otherwise, he might have been the winner of the bracket.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Before the Houston game, I was 23rd in the nation out of 24 23rd. Million.
Whoa.
And I would have been top five in the nation if Houston didn't choke it at the end.
It's our producer.
Wow. How about that, huh?
Why don't we all sit there and press the buttons and he can sit up here next week for basketball.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
All right, we got to take a quick break. This show is flying by here today. OnPointLive.net, our website. Email us. HarmonyCheese.com is our website for our sponsor. And get some Harmony Cheese. Go to our site and email us with your name and address so we can possibly select your name as a winner of a Harmony Cheese Pack and Vince Ferragamo wine. Go email onpoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. On Point Live continues.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, the heart and soul of On Point Live. And gentlemen, we've been talking about coaching styles and stuff. And Kevin O'Connell, you were talking about him all year long, Vince Ferragamo, loving him with the Minnesota Vikings, and he's back there again this year and got a new quarterback. Huh?
Yeah, Sam Darnold is dissatisfied that he's left now, but he's in a different place. He's in Seattle. Kevin O'Connell has been a quarterback whisperer.
So when we talk about coaching style, we've been talking about different types of styles, and some in the NBA basketball, coaches getting fired right in the heart of the playoffs right now. We have our Corey Marino, our producer, has pulled a clip of Kevin O'Connell when he was telling a story on his coaching. This was prior to Minnesota or during it, but this is nothing of current time. But it's to give you an idea of his coaching style. Let's roll that tape and see Kevin O'Connell.
Talk about Alex Smith and his injury. I was his quarterback coach at the time for that injury and stood about 20 yards away from when that happened. And then the journey he went on, I can remember going to visit him, get done coaching. It's 11 o'clock at night. And they tell me, hey, Alex has been having a tough time sleeping. So I get in my car and drive to the hospital to spend a couple hours with him before going back to the facility to go back to work the next day. And I can remember, like, this is bigger than football. This is about people and just how much he meant to me and how much I meant to him. You never take for granted in this profession. And it's a nice reminder this time of year when you are hearing mostly about free agency in the draft and contracts and salaries and all that stuff's important, but there's another element to this that I think we all can attest to that have been in that locker room or in these meeting rooms before that does matter.
Yeah, it does matter, and that's a coaching style that I like. This guy cares about his players.
Absolutely. And there's never going to be a situation where a coach who cares about his players is not valued by the players, by the people who hired that particular coach. Now, I personally have had the opportunity to meet Kevin and talk with him over the years. I know my son is a good friend of his. They were drafted at the Patriots the same season and everything. And Kevin O'Connell, I remember years and years would go by, and this particular agency would hire him to come in and work with all of the quarterbacks. He worked with Jared Goff. The list goes on and on and on. He truly is, as Vince says, he truly is a quarterback whisperer. Now, that's all technical stuff. That's all football stuff. The thing that gets people's ear is the fact that he's a human being. He's a guy that likes people. He's a guy that appreciates individuals. And that's just simply who he is to begin with. And from there, once people know you have their best interests at heart, then it's easier for them to follow. It's easier for them to learn from you and to tell you about their weaknesses and their strengths as they perceive them. So Kevin O'Connell, my hat's off to him. I think we're going to be looking at a lot of success in Minnesota because of his leadership.
Jackie Slater, everybody. Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts.
I'm telling you, he's a class guy, and not only because Matthew Slater knew him and was good friends with him, because I know the way Matthew goes about his business, but to go beyond the call of your duty as a coach, to go visit a player in the hospital, to go see him when he's not doing well, when he needs help, when he needs support, you're there to back him up. That says a lot more than just the guy's ability to coach on the field.
Absolutely.
And, what does that mean? What's a reflection on your team and the other players that are around you? They're going to just show that much more respect for that guy.
Absolutely.
And they're going to listen to you more intently. They're going to follow your leadership because they want to be like you.
Vince, the interesting thing about that is as simple as you just explained that. Mm-hmm. As simple as you just explained that. Look at all the coaches that we've been around that did not understand that. We had a handful. I can think of a handful of guys that you and I both played for that understood that caring about the individual first and foremost was the most important part about coaching. But what about all the guys that didn't understand that? We viewed those guys as, hey, man, when are they going to get a new guy? Because this guy ain't getting it done, whether he was or not from a football standpoint.
Yeah, Paul Lanham was one of the best coaches.
Jeff, I remember Paul. I remember.
We went to the Super Bowl that year. He never played a down of football. But he was caring. He was very thorough, authentic about in his approach, and always out-prepared, you know, your opponent. And that's what was reflected on me as a quarterback. And I wanted to duplicate what his efforts were to show to make me a better player. I wanted to do that on the field for him.
Absolutely. Well.
Makes you better with the team. It's that whole family unit. And look at you guys on the Rams. You've stayed friends. You've stayed together. Those teams that you had together, Fred Dreyer, part of that. You guys are all have the camaraderie to stick around. And I think it comes from the glue that the coach puts into it. At the White House, when the Dodgers were there, and Dave Roberts caught the, you know, the President Trump, say what you will about him. He's a great politician, and he's really a sincere guy when he connects with people, and he knew enough about each of the Dodger players that after he talked about the World Series, he came in and said, you know, Kike Hernandez did this, Mookie Betts, fastest guy around, I'm not fast, I couldn't make it, he does there, and he was Dave Roberts, he called the best manager in baseball, and you know, Dave and he made eye contact. I thought Dave was going to get a secretary of coaching department or something, you know.
Well, Jackie, don't you believe that the greatest coaches that win championships are the ones that give the most to their team and
service,
the team respect.
The service oriented.
And also the love of one another, Jackie, that's imparted by coaching and players beyond. And, you know, you can see that. You could see that with the Boston Celtics.
Right.
You saw that with the Los Angeles Dodgers with Dave. And you see it with, you know,
you see
with any team that goes all the way.
At any level, watching pro college basketball, women and men.
Right.
Now watching pro basketball and pro football as it comes up. You notice how these guys, the great players on these teams, consistently talk about how they love one another. Now, what kind of love is that?
It's a unit.
It's a love that appreciates them so much that they don't want to let them down when they do their job.
Very good.
My job is to do this, and I know you're working to getting your job done. I'm not going to let you down because I'm going to get mine done.
You love your teammates.
You do.
And you do anything for them. And that's what makes the championship.
And you want to perform as a unit, you know. In baseball, it's pass the baton. The next guy up gets that hit. Dave Roberts didn't have to like Donald Trump because in the last series against Houston when the Astros were banging the trash cans, Dave went out and took Rich Hill out, and Trump had one of his conscience. I saw the manager came out there, took the guy out. They always do that, and then the all heck broke loose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then in the last World Series, Dave Roberts goes out there and talks to, I think it was Blake Treinen, and he says, hey, Blake, are you going to be able to get this guy? Can you get him out? And Blake said, yes, I can. And he gave him the ball and let him do it. That's trust in your players.
The heck with analytics.
Analytics, forget it. Throw it
and no trash cans were being pounded on either, by the way. All right, let's talk about the tush push. You, Jackie, some of the teams and the players don't like it. By the way, your thoughts out there on anything we talk about, email us onpoint@crntalk.com. Onpoint@crntalk.com. Let's open the doors here to the tush push.
Well, Jackie, you know, let me get going on this right away. I can't. Mr. Murphy, who is the guy that's running the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, we competed against him, Vince. Mm-hmm. Great guy, smart guy, done a fantastic job of player acquisition and everything involved in running a professional football team. But I disagree with him 100%. I do not believe that you should do away with the tush push. Why? Because every team in the National Football League has the opportunity to go and duplicate that. Everybody can do it. Now, this is what I would like to see. I would like to see the development of the defense that stops the tush push. Why deprive the fans the opportunity to see the development of the best defensive one-yard defense in all of pro football? It's going to eventually happen. Regardless of what anybody says, someone's going to eventually figure out a way to stop it. Why deprive the fans the opportunity to say, hey, I remember when they couldn't stop that tush push, but they can stop it now with this.
Yeah.
Let's wait on the name of the new defense.
Well, I have to talk to the viewers back home. Please email us or send us your response on whether you like or you dislike the tush push, because, you know, we want to engage with the players and see what the fans think as well. But I'm in disagreement with Jackie. So you can either vote for Vince or Jackie. But, you know, I think the tush push is so automatic that it takes the guesswork away. And to me, I've always been a believer in the innovative, the strategy part of the game. I saw, you know, the coach, I forget his name right now, that coached the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl win. Jackie, they were in a full house backfield, Okay. Instead of running the quarterback sneak, they came, did a sweep. They got the first down. Now, I'm not opposed to the quarterback sneak. I think it's a play in the football that should stay in the playbooks. But I'm opposed with someone pushing the back of the quarterback to gain the extra yard. And, you know, whether it's an injury problem or not, I don't know about that. But all I can tell you is that if you have the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, who can squat 600 pounds in the best offensive line, the biggest, strongest offensive line, you don't need someone pushing from behind to get 1 yard. And if the team defense is starting to find a way to defend it, then throw a pass.
Yeah.
You know, audible at the line of scrimmage. I mean, you got to keep it a surprise element. That's the exciting part about football.
But Vince, don't you? You like,
I don't want to see a rugby.
I know, but you like innovation. Rugby. You of all people, yeah. You like innovation. Can't you just see a defense is cultivating a formula to stop the tush push, and then going from another step, offense is saying, hey, we get a tush push formation, and we do this or that or the other. And then you got a whole different segment evolving.
Yes, it could lead to other plays.
A whole different segment.
I think it would
expand our game. It would expand our game. And those people who are the loudest about seeing this play remain in the National Football League are the main people who don't have the vision enough to figure out how to stop it.
But some of the teams that have the bigger quarterback can do more with the tush push than if they got a toothpick back there as a quarterback. The guy could get injured. So I could see where there might be some thoughts about it. It's kind of an automatic thing. But I also can see the fact that if you have a defense against the tush push, I mean, you got to see. What if you got a Refrigerator Perry standing in front of you there, right there when you got to push through him? It's like, how do you build some building blocks
and
to
just
get
about
that going?
Every team has a guy as big as Refrigerator
Perry. Yeah, right. You can. Still do the quarterback sneak in a regular formation. I mean, you can get down in the trenches and just get the sneak if you want. You can jump over the pile if you feel like you can make the 1 yard or less.
I personally can just see it happening. I can just see someone coming up with a unique style to stop the tush push, forcing tush pushers to go to alternative plays.
Now, there's special teams. When they think you're going to do the tush push, you call in your player. You got Jack Reacher. He comes in, that guy, and the other guy in Series 3 that's even taller than him. You put those two guys there, knock yourself out with
Jack
the tush
Reacher.
Push, okay?
Yeah. Well, Doug Peterson is the coach I was thinking about who did the full house backfield. But you can, there's a myriad of things you can do, to abate the tush push.
Torpedo bats, your thoughts on that? Now, here's something that any team can have because the rule in baseball is as long as the bat's so long and this, you can mold it any way you want. Jackie Slater, I'm sure you have a point on this.
First of all, let me preface my comments with this fact. I never played a down of baseball. I never played the sport, okay?
You only got a couple
but this
of
is what I understand. This is what I understand.
Yeah.
Every player is being coached by a hitting coach on every Major League Baseball team in every division. Okay, these people, all of these batters have personal tendencies based on the way they're built, based on the way their strength is situated in their upper bodies and lower bodies. Everybody is different. Now, I understand the torpedo bat is built to complement for the lack of superiority in any particular area of your swing. Why not?
Vince, you got about 30 seconds to rebut that. What do you think?
You know what? If it's going to help someone at the batter's box, go ahead and do it. I don't mind it. I mean, we're seeing so many home runs today. Anyway, they don't really need a torpedo bat to hit a home run these days.
Just bring
these
in that guy, Jack Reacher, and his other guy, and let them be pinch hitter. But you're right.
What's Shohei Ohtani think? I mean, does he use a torpedo
bat? They ordered
some torpedo
bats for the Dodgers. I think Matt
Muncy
tried them. We'll see.
In a year, then.
All right, we got to take our final break here. What a show. This thing is rolling by here today. Don't forget to email us your thoughts onpoint@crntalk.com. Again, that's onpoint@crntalk.com. Check out our great advertiser, harmonycheese.com. They bring you this show, harmonycheese.com. Final thoughts, the final segment coming up. It's On Point Live. Don't forget, every week at this time, check out our show. It's On Point Live. We'll be back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe,
the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back with On Point Live. All right. I'm a hockey fanatic. I love the Los Angeles Kings, and I love Wayne Gretzky, and now I like Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Caps. This is amazing. What do you have? 800 and to tie the record, 894 goals. Now he's got 895. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts?
My thoughts? When I look at ice hockey and I see how difficult it is, I said to myself, there's never going to be anyone to break
Gretzky's record.
It's just not going to happen. He was just too good, too fast, too clever, taking advantage of every opportunity that you possibly could have to score. And I just thought to myself, this is just never going to happen. Well, look at what happens.
Vince?
Well, Gretzky went to a couple teams, you know, and he did this thing throughout his career. But Ovechkin was, like, with the same team and drafted in a lottery pick. What a great acquisition that was
physical,
back in 2004.
Different style, too. Different style.
Different
style.
Yeah, Ovechkin was, like,
and here's the
physical,
deal.
Tough.
They both scored goal 894 on the same amount of days that they played. The same amount of games.
How about that?
Freaking believable.
Two different styles. Two different, totally different styles. Now, you know, I shouldn't be surprised at all because when I retired, I played 259 games. That was the most games an offensive lineman had played in the history of the National Football League. It seemed like I wasn't retired for 2 years before Bruce Matthews down in Houston came and broke that record. So records are meant to be broken, guys. And so let's just celebrate Ovechkin right now because that is a unique record that he just broke.
And Ovechkin now wins the Harmony Cheese trophy. That's the one that we give out for you.
That's right. He does.
Congratulations, Alex.
Send
good
it right
job,
on
buddy.
Down
Harmony
to him.
Cheese trophy. Order your Harmony Cheese and celebrate with Alex. And go to harmonycheese.com. Again, harmonycheese.com, our great sponsor. Boy, this show flew by, and we've got more topics there. We're going to have to hold over to next week. I'll tell you on the show. So don't forget to email us onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Follow us on Instagram. Instagram, on.point.live, and check out our podcast wherever podcasts are available, and on YouTube with Vince, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. What a show, guys. You did such a great job.
It really was. You know, we've got this NFL draft coming up quickly, it's going to be here around the corner.
How about that? We're going to be right in the middle of that draft.
You know
we're going back to Green Bay.
That's what I
Jackie.
Said.
Yeah, so you know what we're all, Mike, you know what we're all going to say, though.
What?
We're all going to say,
stay on point.